ぜひ。
Channeling Kyle. That's what I miss about Kyle, by the way. Looking over and seeing the totally unironic white man, like head sway, bobbed every time we play a hip-hop bed.
It was the best of times.
But not really. Hey, by the way, you're listening to KCMD AM Portland. Also, don't just jump to that 70. Thank you for coming along. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Miss Jen Lane is here. We'll talk to her in just a few. We gotta play Spot the Fake Metal lyrics here in just a while. I got a fantastic music bed for that too. What else do we have here? Well, other stuff. Tim Riley will be back at the city desk. And so forth. I read the maggot story, right? Okay, I can put this down here. I read the anniversary story. Let's see, what else? I never got to the story about the Star Wars kid. There's so many dorky happenings in this world. Look, here's a thing I missed. People ask what's in the news piles. They don't, really. But for the... Let's turn that microphone off. Way to make a smooth entrance, Jen. Jen Lane. Thank you. Let's just bring her on now, shall we, kids? Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. How's your immune system treating you?
Poorly.
Yeah.
No, that was on.
Yeah, well, we find things out in the strangest ways sometimes. All right. You're looking great today.
Thanks.
You're looking great every week recently.
Oh, thank you.
I don't mean that to sound sleazy. I'm just saying.
I mean, looking at
you
a
mean in well, and out of your dreams?
Yes, well, I got a lot of emails about that, by the way. No, and it's not just her ample cleavage. I'm just saying, that you're looking good all over.
Thanks.
Jen Lane, she looks good all over. Here's a thing from the news pile that I will, for the purposes of this bit, pretend that people ask about. People sometimes say, Rick, what's in that news pile of yours? Here's... Hold on, let me inhale a lot. Ooh, feel myself getting stronger.
Close the vents.
Well, and we're in an airless room. There's no circulation in here.
There's no escape.
You know, when they go to gas us, and they will, first they came for the talk show hosts, and then, when they decide to get rid of us, we're going to look up at the vents, and it's just going to be a lot of and they're just going to smother us in here, because there's no air. Well, all right, anyway. There was this big thing on the front page of the Oregonian about Hello Kitty. Did you see this? Of course you didn't.
They're so cutting edge.
What's behind Hello Kitty's blank expression? 90s. A Reed College graduate, to no one's surprise, will discuss his book. His book. All right, and it's something you have to tell Mommy and Daddy. His book examining the success. Why aren't you married? Will discuss his book examining the success of the iconic image. I'm not. Maybe he is married. I don't know. Probably not, though. If you want, listen to this by John Foyston for the Oregonian. If you wonder, and I know you don't.
Isn't that Maru?
What?
Isn't that the owl?
I don't know. Are you a big buyer at the Sanrio store?
No, I'm not. But I have a best friend who is Hello Kitty.
Oh, is that that's wait, hold on. No, don't tell me this is a quiz because I always forget names. Not Dottie. Susie.
Correct.
I've met Susie. If you knew Susie like I knew... That she's went to the listener party with a couple times.
Correct.
Yeah, she's cute.
Correct.
Big fan of her. All right.
She moved to Idaho.
Oh, damn. Well, okay. Gone are my chances. If you wonder how Japan's cutest export rated a serious business book, imagine being a writer, John Foyston at the Oregonian. You've gone to journalism school.
Oh, I love him.
You have
he's
a degree.
A great, he's awesome.
Yeah, but imagine being assigned this. Like, look,
it's not his fault he got assigned that.
I want you to write
story.
A Hello Kitty
hey,
story.
You work for the man.
No, I'm just saying. Look, I'm here talking about always be rocking. It's not like I'm above this. I'm just saying they all want to uncover Watergate. And they're talking about...
at least it's not Hello Kitty on meth.
Hello Methy. Yeah. They're talking about... instead they're talking about a cartoon...
Hello Kitty doesn't have any teeth.
A cartoon feline with no mouth. blah, blah, blah. Brian Bremer... Two men wrote this book, and Ken Belson wrote the book about the world's biggest cat... To speak tonight at Portland... Okay, I can't even pretend to be interested in this. Never mind.
Why were you reading that?
Because there was some... Because I saw it in the paper, and it tripped some switch in my brain about, like, I should talk about this. It's interesting. But then just now, as I was waiting hip-deep, let's stop.
You can't even say that?
You know what?
It wasn't in...
Let's take a moment.
I forgot that she uses half of our
delay. No, that's true. And it was, you know what? It was just a gut reaction. Let's pause for a moment. Let's pause for just a second. Let's take a moment, shall we?
Just another name for cat.
You have to stop. You have to stop right now. Let's take a moment.
I have a song. Can I play a song?
But it's not Bread Make It With You. That's what I was going to play.
No, I have a better one.
What is this? Thank you. That was just like a gut reaction, like wham, on the button.
The Lord came to Noah.
Thank you.
One afternoon.
We'll take it just to the retarded kid part and then we'll stop. I'm sorry,
the disabled kid.
Stupid kid. Tuneless and crippled. Tuneless and crippled, that's a great name. It's like a duet. We're tuneless and crippled.
Family, one pair, each of animals.
Everybody.
Two by two, four by four, obeying instructions given by the Lord. Go unto the ark, where you'll be saved.
That's fantastic.
As soon as they got in there, it began to rain.
This is Tammy Swindell and her son Bobby.
He just sounds like a Bobby, doesn't he?
I think his name is Bobby, but he does have that sort of... you could just, like, if you close your eyes, you could just picture the bad teeth and the mouth breathing.
They pointed, they had come, and they were all...
You should get these guys to play at the listener party.
The people that had...
This is the best part, is when God callously turns his back and drowns them all.
But it was now too late.
So we have to listen to all this just because I said that?
Yes. Let that be a lesson to you.
Any chance they might have had now was gone forevermore.
All right. Oh, by the way, I've got Bill Cosby singing the Beatles, too. We can get to that later. No, you just watch your step. All right.
Can we stop it now?
Yes. All right. It's 503-733-2970. We are trying to name the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. We read a couple emails. We'll get these calls. And then we also got to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Complete with backing music, by the way. Rick, Black T-Shirt is a great band name. Best thing is your shirts are already in every store across the world. Let's see. How about band name The Steak Knives? That's actually not so bad. Because it falls into the always be rocking. Have I already read this? Dry Sockets? Okay, yeah. Cirque du Soleil, which I think is fantastic. Your Mother's New Hobby. Other band names. Blasting Zone. Here's a good one. New Bitch on Cell Block 7. Let's see. I've got multiple emails open here. For the love of God. Listen to this. Our good friend Kristen emails in. She says, subject line is always be rocking. And then she says, that's the best. Use that one. Screw the rest of the guys. That one's genius. I'm unclear about whether she's talking about always be rocking itself or whether she's talking about Glengarry Glen Rock, which is kind of where that initially sprang from. Rick, how about Snortin' Whiskey? No, we're not naming the band after anything by Pat Travers. Rick, how about calling the band MySpace Troll? That's from Richard in Portland. Let's see, what else do we have? This is about Sarah's application of eye cream. She liked that one off the air. Dude, tell Sarah that from this point on, eye cream is essential for your youthful appearance. Never too early to start with the eye cream. That's one of my secrets. Also, make sure to moisturize your neck.
Is that from Scotty?
This is from Scotty the intern.
I feel like you should say, like, Scotty the intern.
Scotty the intern! Okay. Rick.
Can we have a picture of Scotty?
Can you call the band Uncle Rapey? I don't have a picture of Scotty the intern. I don't. And Jen really did make an observation off the air about, what is it, the cutoff point for using the diminutive version of your name?
I would say sometime in your 20s to refer to yourself with the E on the end.
Ricky, Scotty, Timmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny, Billy,
yeah.
Bobby. Yeah, unless you really are an entertainer of some kind, you know what I mean? Like unless you are Johnny Ramone, you got to move on.
You know,
time to get yourself a real
name.
Johnny.
I think I can make an exception for Johnny.
I'll make exception. Yeah. Well, Johnny, but that's only if you're from the East Coast.
Okay.
You can't be a Johnny from, you know, from whatever, from like Oakland. You know, from Kennewick.
I do know a Johnny from Oakland.
Really?
That's actually what I'm thinking of.
Sounds like a caller to a sports show. Johnny from Oakland. If you know, but if you're from Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah.
If you're from Brooklyn, I think you can get away with, or New Jersey, you can get away from, with the diminutive anything.
Yeah.
Because the accent covers a multitude of sins.
True.
It's a whole lot of, my friend Frankie's going to straighten you out, you know.
Yeah, but still referring to oneself in that fashion, that's, usually people will introduce themselves as blah, blah, and then somebody else might refer to them as, you know.
So other people can call you that, but not you. You got to, you got to refer to yourself as Jim, and the guy's like, no, he's Jimmy Three Fingers, you know, whatever. Jimmy the Chin. Rick, how about Destroyer of Worlds? All right. Let's see. Should we get the... Okay. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hi, who's this?
My name's Pat.
All right, Pat. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right. What do you got, brother? What should the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band be named?
All right. You have the guys up on stage dressed like Catholic nuns. Okay. Not Catholic schoolgirls, but Catholic nuns.
All right. Let's tread lightly here. What is the name of the band?
And then you call the name of the band The Bad Habits. And you have them, like, smoke cigarettes up on stage and stuff like that. All the bad habits.
Hey, what if you had habits with a Z, though?
Bad habits.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Man, in the 80s and 90s, it was like every band had the Z.
Damn, I grew up in the 80s.
Yes. Well, you and me both, friend. Why do you think I want to say, you know, always be rocking and so forth? So,
yeah, good point.
Happiest day of my life. By the way, because we're never going to get to it as a topic, I should tell you what the widest phrase ever was, because we've teased it for like 9 days. The widest phrase, my wife and I went out shopping, decided to buy some clothing. And Sarah and I just were unable to match schedules. And I'm like, well, you know, I got to buy a pair of jeans. So I go to the Gap. So on the way there, what do I say to my, what do I say out loud? I hope the Gap will validate our parking. And it's like, at that moment, you stop and you're like, I am the most Caucasian man who have ever lived. What could possibly be said that is whiter than that? I hope the Gap will, and it was totally in that tone of, I hope the Gap validates my parking.
Right,
just such a nerd. But so the happiest moment of my life is I'm there. And I'm trying on jeans or whatever. And it's like, and she brings me a pair and they're, you know, whatever. They're kind of, they don't call it crotch. They call it like the upper area. They don't say they're tight through the... Because I remember going to Sears when I was a kid, and the guy would be like, well, they're a little loose in the crotch, and even then it made me uneasy. I'm like, why? Don't use that. It's just a creepy word. But I'm like, well, these are a little tight, and I said, and I apologized to the cashier. I said, you have to forgive me. I grew up in the 80s, so I think everything should be ultra tight, so I don't really know what's good anymore. And she's like, no, honey, it's coming back. And it was like, thank God. Like, I've entered another window of time where my knowledge is useful, you know, where all of my 80s crap can be used for something.
You're actually listening to a salesman?
Well.
Yeah.
Screw you guys. I look great. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
All right. There you go. It's not my fault you weren't around, baby. You weren't around.
Sorry,
I had to use another woman. Man's got needs. Oh, yeah. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Corey.
All right, Corey, what's up? What do you got band name wise?
Well, I have two. I have Mullets of Fire.
Typically, I don't like mullet humor, but that one makes me laugh. Mullets of Fire. All right.
And the Metal Commandments.
Metal Commandments. That is good. All right.
That's the best I could do.
No.
Full-time listener. Love the show. Cool. I got to go, though. I got to get back to work.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
All right. There you go. Thanks. All right. Now, we should do the contest now, don't you think?
Sure.
All right. So here's the thing. Because people are calling in. You're just going to have to turn these people away. And I know that... See, tomorrow, though, you won't have to do that. Tomorrow, Scotty will be able to do that. Just like he turns people away at the wedding when they ask for Bust a Move for the 50th time. You know, like the fat bride comes up and you can you play It Takes Two? And he has to, no, I'm sorry, man. We can't, All right. So we'll take caller five here. And we're going to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Now, here's the thing. And I will go through this again with whoever we take on the air here. But, a couple things. A, you got to correctly spot the real metal lyric and the fake. B, you got to be able to sing on the air for 20 seconds. I don't care what it is. Preferably not a made-up song. It should be a real song. You got to sing on the air for 20 seconds. And then you do have to be in the tent. Don't call if you're not, if you like, don't call and be like, well, I have to work at the meatpacking factory next week and I can't. Obviously, everyone within the sound of my voice is coming to the party because you're good people who wish to support the Rick Emerson Show. You wish to strike out. You wish to, you know, to come and bear witness to the triumphant return. Blah, 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 blah. All I'm saying is if you're going to be in Brazil or something, don't call up because then it's a waste of all of our time. All right. Is this Craig? Oh, is this the Craig? Well, we'll find out. Is this the Craig?
This is the Craig.
All right, here's a little story about this.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Okay, you may remember last week when we were talking about the band and the set list. In fact, I think it was last Thursday when Jen was here.
You are correct, sir.
This guy, you're another one of those guys where your deliveries all sound like you've rehearsed them in front of a mirror, and I mean that in a good way. You're just totally there with the, you've got a fantastic delivery in all your lines. This guy, though, he calls up last week. This is the Craig who actually inspired this metal contest because he called up and he said the following phrase. He said, you got to get that kid Andrew off the kit because the kid's got pipes. And then he ended his call by singing Monkey Business by Skid Row. Do you remember that?
I recall.
But bust out that same Skid Row line for us.
Let's see, I think it was...
It was Can't Close...
Statues taking rhythm of social circumcision. Can't close the closet on the shoebox full of balls.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. So,
thanks, man.
So we start the whole metal contest. I go back to my office after the show yesterday. Here's this pleading message on my voicemail.
Rick, this is Craig. I called in last week with a Skid Row song, and I was at work today, and I wasn't able to listen to the show, and I really want to sing.
And so he leaves his phone number. So the strange thing is, I was actually going to surprise you today by actually calling you and having you be one of the contestants, and yet here you are.
Yeah, well, you know, I sat there waiting about an hour and a half thinking, I'm going to get lucky. I might get in. Please let me be the Willy Wonka golden ticket holder, and here I am.
All right, so here's the thing. Here's what's going to happen, Craig. I am going to sing two sets of metal lyrics. One real, one fake. Now, I will sing them both, and then you got to tell me whether it's the first one or the second one that's real. You know, you just got to spot which one is real, which one's fake.
And, all right, man. Just promise me you're not pulling some obscure, like, Armored Saint, Keel, Y&T lyrics out on me.
Dude, I'm going to pull out whatever I want. You got to be able to spot it, brother.
All right, man.
All right, and here's the thing. And by the way, I should say, by way of an introduction, and Sarah, I'm going to be playing the background music off here. I should say by way of an introduction, don't look to the meter or the melody or the cadence or anything like that to be a giveaway because I'm not using, even with the real lyrics, I am not using the original melody or phrasing. All right?
Fair enough.
All right. So it's purely on melodic or on lyrical content. Okay, sir, I'm going to roll this background music and I will be kicking out the metal jams here. All right, I'm going to do two sets of lyrics, and then you got to tell me which one is real, which one is fake. Craig, are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
All right, hold on, I got to wait for the music to kick in. You might want to drop his phone level a little bit because we get some noise there. All right.
Riding hard, our backs to the sun, seeking our power, our glory! Our birthright, the land of kings, our time is now! Follow me and fight! Fight for your futures, we're here, the righteous will wield the sword! We'll take the onslaught! Our forefathers smiled down! The legacy, the legend, the might we bring to fight for the valley of kings!
All right, there you go. That's set one.
Okay.
You just don't just, you just stop. Okay, here's set two. Set two is as follows. All right.
Sound the death tone. March for revenge. Spill the blood of enemies. Oath of a friend. Fight the holy war. Crown in the ring. Six magic circles by the blood of kings. Wherever we ride, it's metal we bring. Four kings of metal and four metal kings. Death to the false ones, dance on a string. To the blood of your sword is the blood of the king.
All right, there you go. Thank you. All right, so there you go. So, Craig, one of those sets of lyrics is real. One of those sets of lyrics is fake. Which one was the fake one?
Oh, man. Tough choices. I'm going to guess that the first lyrics were actually somebody's poor attempt at putting together real rock lyrics. Am I correct?
Well, okay, your answer is very vague, though. I don't understand what you mean. So,
number one are the real lyrics.
And number two are fake?
And number two are fake. Am I correct?
You are incorrect, sir.
No!
Here, so just so you, and I will say them just so you can now hear, because I told Sarah that I am astonishingly good at creating fake metal lyrics. You are incorrect, and I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but let's just revel for a moment in my ability to write fake metal lyrics. Here are the lyrics that I wrote. Riding hard, our backs to the sun, seeking our power, our glory, our birthright, to the land of kings, our time, it's now. Follow me and fight. Fight for your futures. We're here and the righteous will wield the sword this day. We'll take the onslaught. Our forefathers smiled down. The legacy, the legend, the might we bring to fight for this valley of kings. Yeah, you were suckered in by that, my friend.
Yeah, man, you had me. I was thinking it was obviously like an armored tank kind of thing. I mean, you had me.
Let's hear it for me. Okay. Craig, I'm sorry to have to deny you the chance to rock out.
That's all right, man. I'll rock from the audience. I'll still be there for it.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Take care.
All right, there you go. All right, should we do another one? I have to... Hold on. I have to cross these off. All right, hold on. All right. Let me make sure. All right. Are we ready? All right. And then who is this? Sarah's attempting to write the name. This the? Oh, okay. All right. Line two. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rick, this is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. How you doing? Kyle, are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
I'll try to muffle my laugh.
All right.
Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, here's the deal. Same deal as before. I am going to perform two sets of metal lyrics, one real, one fake. Afterwards, you've got to be able to tell which is real and which is not. All right? Are you up to this?
Hit me with your best shot, man.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay, brother. Well, all right. All right. Sarah, are we ready? All right. And again, pay no attention to the melody, whatever. It's all about the lyrics. One of these sets is real. One of these sets of lyrics is fake. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Emerson. Waiting for the post.
Stealing the daughters and wives!
Sorry.
In blood I take my payments. In foul with their lives. No one can escape me. On black death I ride. When kissed by the sword of vengeance, your head lays by your side. I take the lives of all that I once knew. The torn flesh of a slow death awaits for you.
All right, there you go. That set of lyrics number one. What are you laughing at, you bastard? All right, that set of lyrics number one. Here comes set of lyrics number two. Kyle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Rick Emerson. All right. It's like I'm all waiting for the right moment, like it's going to make it sound better.
Hungry is the night, darkened is my soul, looking for the fight, losing all control. Where do the heroes go when they pass the mists of time? Where can fire burn anew and set this shroud alight? Harken back, your voices call. Childhood dreams, you'll rise and fall. Power seeks the open hand. Your spirit wanders.
Homeland! All right, there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Emerson.
I know which one you wrote.
All right, Kyle, we played two songs there. Which was the fake one?
Fake one was the first one.
No, you're wrong. You are so wrong.
You are a great writer, man.
Thank you. Sarah, did you predict it?
I predicted it. That was so Jim Steinman, the second one.
Totally. By
that
the way,
yeah, that, was you.
That last, with what's his name, Craig, the song was Manowar, Blood of Kings. Sir, the first song, which you thought was fake, that was Manowar's Dark Avenger. Tomorrow, by the way, they're not going to be Manowar songs, so don't bother Googling and searching. Now, here's again the lyrics that I wrote that you thought were real. Hungry is the night, darkened is my soul. Looking for the fight, losing old control. Where do heroes go when they pass the mists of time? Where can fire burn anew and set the shroud alight? Harken back, voices call, childhood dreams, your rise and fall. Power seeks the open hand. Your spirit wanders, haunt the land. Oh, and then I wrote, nevermore, nevermore, at the end there.
Man.
Written by Rick Emerson, sir. That's
they're still rehearsed. You got me. You stumbled through the first one. All right. You still rehearsed in a second.
All right. Well, it's because it came from my soul, sir. All right. Thank you, Kyle. All right. There you go. That brings the curtain down on another installment of Spot the Fake Metal
Lyrics. You're making
it
too difficult. So now we have one contestant in our karaoke contest.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? That's what they get for not feeling the real metal. That's what I'm talking about. Nevermore.
Should we break?
You spotted it, though, because you said it sounded like Jim Steinman.
Oh, it totally sounded like Jim Steinman / Bon Jovi.
Yeah, okay, now speaking
who's
of which...
Jim Steinman?
Oh.
What?
Who's Jim Steinman?
You know him as the man who wrote Battered of Hell.
Oh. Of
most of Meatloaf's big hits.
Making, he wrote Making Love Out of
Nothing
at All.
Uh-huh. It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
It totally is All Coming to the Heart. To
yeah, mm-hmm. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Anything that's an opera, he wrote, uh-huh. And it starts with a piano. So, now tomorrow... Just so you know, now today it was all metal lyrics. Tomorrow it's going to be all Bon Jovi-style lyrics. That's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
You know what that is? That's a forward promote and a guarantees. Tomorrow it's going to be all Bon Jovi-style lyrics.
And maybe we'll actually get a winner.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well,
I
you
bring...
think you're that good, Rick Emerson. Someone has to take you down.
Clearly I am that good. I fooled two
or
guys in
bad.
A row. Well, or that bad, yeah. I really should just quit this radio thing and start fronting a metal band. So anytime you can do like Fist and Glory and Ride and Steel and Blood and Fire and then something about Valhalla, you know, and it's like it's even, I'm all over that. All right, ladies, are we going to break here?
Sure.
Let's break. We'll come back. The City Desk with Tim Riley and Jen Lane is here from Barfly Magazine. And we're going to take more suggestions, by the way. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We are attempting to name the band formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. I'm a big fan of Glengarry Glen Rock. I haven't heard anything knock that off the top. Sarah's shaking her head. Shake that little head of me. I'm telling you, it's always be rocking. That's what, see, that's what the T-shirt would say. On the front, Glengarry Glen Rock.
It's funny in theory, but it's dumb if you name the band that.
It's a fine line between clever and stupid.
Yes.
All right, well, whatever. All right, so Rick Emerson Show. Back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's Johnson 970, a proud part of the Rick Emerson Show. Valhalla. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the pedal. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hands up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib. Same hand that you hook with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack. Where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the west. It's your Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming along. 503-733-2970. Coming up on tomorrow's show, I guess we'll have an intern. Also, Scott Daly from Film Favorite Radio.
We should
Film
call him Favorite our man-turn.
Man-turn. Okay. Okay, man-turn. Let me write it down. Man-turn. He'll be here tomorrow. Also, Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio, et cetera, and so forth. You do want to be listening to tomorrow's show. It's going to be good, by the way. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Rick, how about these band names? Atomic Warlock. No. Then we're going to get more of your phone calls here in a second. We are renaming the artists currently known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. They're going to be performing at Listener Party 9, Kissing My Ass, which is coming up next Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m., Sabalas, Mount Tabor. They're going to be running through a whole series of your favorite rock classics, including a very special duet happening early on in the set with a special guest who we can't, we will not, anyways. We'll just bring it on everybody. It'll be a surprise. I still got to track down that that Pointer Sisters song, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, it's your personal savior, Tim Riley.
Well, I'm sure you'll be hearing it everywhere today anyway. Or possibly, oh no, that happened a couple days ago that the Pointer Sisters...
No, she's been dead for like 3 days. She's probably buried already. She's back to being forgotten. We're right on top of the news here.
Anyway, from high atop the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. Pimp my armored car, says Miss Iraq. Yes, it's a sad tale of woe from Miss Iraq. You probably haven't heard yet, but 23-year-old Tamar Gregorian, who's described as a blonde with a photogenic pout, has been in hiding ever since being named Miss Iraq. She renounced her crown after receiving death threats from extremists. She is an Armenian Christian, and she was apparently afraid of being killed after fundamentalists called her the Queen of Infidels.
What does one have to do to become Miss Iraq? Is this like the first woman they can find with all of her limbs?
Apparently so. The pageant organizer, who only identifies himself as Armad, turned to the next two runners-up, who both declined the honor. So, the third runner-up is Sylvina Sagion, another Christian who will represent Iraq in the Miss Universe contest in L.A. in July. You think she'll come home?
In L.A. All right. Okay.
Meanwhile, well, stolen bases are to be expected in a baseball field, but stolen bleachers? Thieves made off with bleachers that provided seating for 100 people and all the kids in Lorain, Ohio. Apparently, it's the only thing worth any money in that town. there's plenty of aluminum in those bleachers, too. 50 cents a pound. Banned by Comedy Central for showing an image of the Islamic prophet Mohammed, the creators of South Park skewer their own network for hypocrisy in the cartoon's most recent episode.
When was this? See, South Park is one of those things that I watch religiously, and now it's on so much that I forget to watch the new episodes.
I watched that show you told me to last night. American Idol?
Yeah.
I
missed last night when Bucky got voted off.
Yep. That poor community already devastated by the loss of the NASCAR racetrack. Now their hearts are broken again by Bucky being sent home with nothing.
Sorry. Was it Bucky and Ace? Then Bucky and Ace sound like some terrible Nickelodeon show that you'd have to watch. Anyway, well, he's gone.
Or a hardware store.
Yeah, our next entrance. Totally.
Well, the comedy in an episode airing during Holy Week for Christians instead featured an image of Jesus defecating on President Bush and the American flag.
Moving on.
Now for the Jackson 1.
Presenting the news in a fair and balanced, really letting you decide.
It was written by CNN.
Oh, it's from CNN?
Yep.
Only the finest. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Back in a hard place.
Michael Jackson is close to a deal that would help him avert bankruptcy by refinancing his debts and possibly selling his part of the interest in scores of hits by the Beatles.
You wonder if he's just sitting on a couch and he sees like the Money Store ad or whatever, and you know.
I don't think so in Bahrain.
Do you have outstanding debts? Would you like to? So he's going to sell off the Beatles songs?
Yep.
Fantastic.
The paper citing people briefed on the plan said the ongoing negotiations to refinance hundreds of millions in loans will require him at some point in the future to offer Sony Corporation part of his interest in the catalog that includes many of the Beatles' best-known songs.
Well, and we've talked about this to death, but I mean, that's one of those things where it was so wrong for Capitol not to just offer it to Paul McCartney, because McCartney only got outbid by less than $500,000. Because it was like a silent auction or a bid or whatever. I mean, McCartney bid whatever, and Jackson bid $400,000 more. And they just, well, all right, we'll give him to McCartney. Who? Nah, to give him to Michael Jackson. And, you know, McCartney's so great because he tries so hard to maintain that he's the cute, nice one image. But every so often, it's like the inner the bastard just sort of shines through. And McCartney is, whereas Lennon would just tell you to get stuffed. McCartney is so great in that he's very polite, and then he just kind of like, you just kind of sense him slipping the blade in just a little bit. And so anyways, you can tell he's just seethingly bitter about the whole thing. And it's like you read those interviews with him and you come, like he never says an unkind word about anybody, but you come away from any interview with Paul McCartney knowing he hates Yoko Ono and that he would gladly kick Michael Jackson to death, if given the chance. So he really ought to have those songs anyway.
I know. Well, they made their bed, now they can go lie in it. He paid $48 million for the catalog back in 1985. In 1995, Sony and Jackson formed a joint venture combining Sony Music Publishing and ATV Music Publishing catalog, which includes thousands more songs by the likes of Little Richard, Bob Dylan, and Elvis.
Mm.
That's your Jackson watch.
There's your Jackson watch for all right. I think I heard something kicking out the metal. I think I injured myself singing, bringing the fiery metal to the people. I think that while raising my goblet of rock, I strained something. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see, this email. Rick, all these band names just sound like the ideas for your high concept movies. Why don't we just call the band Kung Fu Super Hitler? That's a fantastic name. Let's see. Rick. How the hell do you clean burnt-on crud on the drip pan from the stove? Your advice is needed. Thank you. Let's see. What else do we have here? Let's see. I'm reading through these. These band names are all them. See, again, Rick, Always Be Rocking is better than anything else you've heard so far. Let's see. Rick, how about Anaconda? How about Switchblade Lover? This is a good one. How about Screaming Rock Band Super Awesome? That's a friend. I'm writing that one down. Screaming Rock Band Super Awesome. Wile E. Coyote. Super Awesome. Rick, what in God's name is going on over there? Do you know you're on the air? And then he just signs it, Criminy. Rick, get to your bit about Shane. Also, don't listen to Sarah. Always Be Rockin' is awesome. That's what I'm talking about. See, the people know.
I want to know what Jen Lane thinks.
Jen Lane, what do you think of either one of these names?
I like
Always Be Rockin' or Glengarry Glen Rock.
Okay, wait, I thought the slogan for Glengarry Glen Rock was Always Be Rockin'.
Well, we could do that. But I'm saying if you feel one is especially strong, it could become the band name.
Well, I like it as the slogan for Glengarry
Glengarry Glen Rock.
Yeah. But I do think Glengarry Glen Rock is really awful, but I do like the idea of it still. I like the slogan.
I appreciate the idea of it as well. Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
All right, so you'd like Always Be Rocking as the slogan, but not as the name, but for whatever the band is eventually named.
Yeah.
So it could be like, blah da da blah da da blah, Always Be Rocking.
It really sounds like something that like some 54-year-old consultant came up with.
That's a cruel thing to say, especially since I came up with it. That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, you are wearing the suit lately.
I'm going to bring this up in the next department head meeting. I don't have that. I don't have the energy to find the thing. Am I taking more calls here?
Yes.
I have no independent thought at all. Anybody out there listening to the show realizes that you really are the organ grinder. I am the monkey.
Do you need to go to the bathroom, Rick?
Jesus, that was to a level that we didn't need to... You've taken it to the next level. Yeah. Bam! Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, how can I help you today?
Well, it's good to hear you back on the air, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
On your Glengarry Glen Ross theme, Coffee is for Closers should be the name.
Coffee is for Closers. Coffee is... See, again, we're back to something that might make a good slogan. Coffee is for
you
Closers.
You got the slogan.
See, I love that Always Be Rocking, but there's got to be Alec Baldwin on the shirt.
Well,
the shirt has to be Baldwin.
I have an Alec Baldwin segue, but your screener said I've got to preface it so I don't get in trouble.
Well, what is the
the preface is that he did on Saturday Night Live.
Let's not. Everybody knows what we're referring to. Let's just move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. It's no personal disrespect to you. No. Let's see. What else do we have here? People are guessing at the...
How about Bald Wins with an exclamation point, and then the slogan is Always Be Rockin'.
No.
I've been sick.
No. Wait. How about Wings Posse? Rockstorm. Death Star. That's not so bad, actually. Death Star, except Lucas, we'd last like a day before Lucasfilm sued us. Let's see. Making Wookiee. See? Star Wars, but it's like a Dr. John thing.
We're
making Wookiee.
I love that thing because you never expect it. I think like you're accidentally farting.
Rick, how about this? How about this for the name of your band? Cancer Kills Grandma's Dead. Jesus Christ. Holy hell. No. 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 Do we have to get to the bit about Sean? Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's recap real quickly, and then we'll get more phone calls. And then I think we're supposed to hear from Andrew, who is in the Bigger Than Jesus band.
Oh, but line one is Kyle.
Kyle who?
Kyle the intern.
I don't remember Kyle. Oh, oh.
The guy who used to get our lunch.
No, it doesn't. Wait.
He got you your coffee sometimes?
Oh, yeah, all right, okay.
It's
all
coming
back to me. It's all. Rick Everson, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Kyle?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Long time no talk. What's up with you, brother?
Nothing much. Just working.
So we
real job, you know.
Now with this is Kyle, who's the intern for many long months, many long unpaid, humiliating, degrading
months. Who was promised a paying job?
Yeah, we can talk about that now. That's yet another long line of things we were told by Intercom. Was they were big with the phrases that meant nothing, things like we're big believers in the Emerson brand, things like well, you know, Sarah's leaving, but the show's going to be better than ever. and then there was Kyle. We're going to bump you up to a paying position anytime now. And,
yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, that didn't really happen.
I did my taxes yesterday, and I got my W-2 from that nice company. And I made about $900 for the year.
Oh, that's terrible. Attention, Scotty. Now, you should know, and we've said this before, that if CBS has very strict policy about interns, you have to be a college student. Or you would be, if you were a college student right now, you're not, are you?
Absolutely not.
No, of course not. Or you would be here. You'd be back in the building on the show were you a college student.
If you wanted to be.
Not that I would blame you for...
I would have loved to have done that.
It's all very sad. I know what? Yeah. Nothing I can do about it.
We all got torn apart.
My department head authorita only goes so far.
I totally understand.
Now, you have a real job though.
I do. I have a real job. I work out at the world headquarters of Nike up in Beaverton. So.
The world headquarters of Nike?
The world headquarters.
What do you do there?
Pretty much nothing.
So it's not really a change in lifestyle.
No, not at all. I mean, excellent. I still can smoke pot and, yeah.
Not that we would have condoned that. Well, I don't care. Whatever. Just, you know.
Hopefully they don't have random pee tests.
No.
No.
Now, have you met anybody important or cool?
Not yet. Kobe Bryant was here one day. I wasn't able to meet him, though.
No.
What's your job title?
My job title? I don't know. I really don't know.
You're sure you actually work there? You're not just hanging out or something?
Well, I get a paycheck.
Maybe it's like a Milton thing where they just the paycheck just keeps coming for no reason.
And the stapler's still there.
Yeah. Are you going to be at the listener party?
I am, and I'm going to bring Megan.
Ooh, Megan.
Everybody get to meet her. Now, Megan is... Now, you guys are still together? You engaged?
I can't believe she's still going out with you.
Yeah, me either. I don't...
Now, are you... When are you going to, get engaged? And not? I was going to say make an honest woman, but when are you going to latch onto that gravy train before it pulls away from you?
Not very soon.
Dude,
did you hear about Dennis getting all married and now has a baby?
I know.
How weird is that?
That girl, what the hell?
No, and it's a lot of nude photos in the house of him cupping
Kyle
her pregnancy.
Yeah, Kyle went to high school with her, remember?
Oh, that's right, that's right. Yeah, you knew Brandy in high school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I'm just joking.
Uh-huh. All right. Ah. Excellent. Well, next Thursday, April 20th, is in the listener party. So you're going to bring Megan. And is she coming as a schoolgirl?
I will let her know that will be...
Just tell her it's a requirement.
I don't think Megan's the kind of girl that would come as a schoolgirl.
She'd come as a school teacher. I could see that.
Yeah.
All right. You tell her it's a requirement. Tell her she has to.
Okay, I will.
They'll stop her at the door otherwise, and I don't want that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it.
All right. Excellent.
Okay, Kyle, hold on the line for a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you, Kyle. There you go. There's our good friend, Kyle, the intern. All right. Well, we should pimp Jen Lane stuff before I do anything else because we're going to run out of time otherwise. Jen Lane, what's going on in the world of Barfly magazine?
Okay, well, Barfly needs a new Nerve Center of the Empire, a.k.a. a new laptop for yours truly. So everybody out there, buy bus tickets like there's nothing else you can ever spend your money on again and you're going to die tomorrow. So buy your bus tickets right now for Cinco de Mayo and for this weekend, Saturday the 15th, for our Easter Egg Hunt bus tour. And if you know somebody that's getting married, nobody does a better bachelor or bachelorette party than the Barfly bus, so contact me at barflymag.com.
Excellent.
It is the marrying season.
And, of course, you can always send money.
Excellent. Fantastic. And this is barflymag.com.
Yes.
Barflymag.com is the website. And is your computer, did you just bite the dust, or?
It's a long, boring story, yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah. For them. I'm sorry.
I've been trying to figure out ways around it to still make it work, and nothing's happening.
You don't have good luck with electronics.
I haven't had good luck in about a year now. Period. So
just a bad. You dropped
under a bad sign, man.
You like dropped your sidekick into like a vat of applesauce or something, and then your computer bit the dust, and it's all bad news. So all right. So barflymag.com. Do we have to take a break?
Yeah, we have one more.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. We may, much as I really hate to, we may actually have to continue the band naming thing. Till we have to do a little bit of that tomorrow. I just don't know that we've got it. We've heard some good things. I don't really know that we've actually heard it. I don't know if we've really got it nailed, though. I don't know that we've got it sussed. All right, well, let's get to this break here, and we'll come back. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on Johnson 970. You stay right there. Don't get anywhere. Everybody knows you're mean. Oh, hello. Rick, how about... Wait for this. Talking about bigger than Jesus bandage. How about... A Rockalypse Now. Z! A Rockalypse Now. Always be rocking. All right, there you go. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcast and dead, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Like us, the three world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7 tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show. Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio is going to be here, and it's all we're a Washington Scott's, and Scotty the intern. All right, how long do I have? Like 5 minutes? Four? Two? Fjord? So, Sarah, do we want to talk about the Sean thing real quick?
Yeah, real quick.
Well, take it, Sarah.
We have Andrew on the phone. Oh, I posted another picture of Sean's shirt and slash twirly hat that he's wearing today.
I wish we had more time. I wish we had a longer show. Sean the engineer, blah, blah, blah. This memo went out saying all CBS engineers must comply with the CBS dress code. And it was basically you have to wear something button-up.
You have to wear a button-up shirt every day.
And they should have known what would happen. They should have known that you can't start dictating things like that to engineers, because then what happens is Sean starts sticking it to the man, which we're fine with, by the way. I'm just saying, I don't think that the engineering bosses are happy that it's backfired so badly on them. So Sean yesterday wore that thing that looked like a Nagel painting. Pardon me. And today... Because the only rule is that it got to be a button-down. He wore a stripy referee shirt, and I swear to God, a beanie with a propeller on it. And I had to sit with him in the general manager's office having a tech meeting this morning. And the most surreal thing was me and Sean sitting there across the seat, across the desk from the most powerful person in the building who could fire us all. And Mark Whalen, the general manager, is sitting there talking to Sean as though he doesn't have a beanie on his head. There's like no acknowledgement of it. You go to sarahxdillon.com and you'll see said beanie, and it is like a full-on spinning propeller beanie. We're sitting there in a business meeting. He's got a goddamn beanie on his head, and no one is saying anything about it. So, word of the wise, that's what happens when you try to dictate a dress policy to engineers. Please to note. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the artist currently known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, our good friend Andrew Rock Guy. Can I use your full name?
Yeah, please.
Andrew Green, who's the drummer and musical director for the Bigger Than Jesus Band. So have you been listening to the name submissions?
Most of them, yeah.
What? Anything jump out so far?
slogan-wise, yeah, but... from the names I've caught so far, not really.
All right. So what do you think of Glengarry Glen Rock?
I try not to.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. What do you think of? Wait. No. What have I? I've lost it. There was another. What do you think of A Rockalypse Now?
Yeah, that's funny, but that pun would get old pretty quickly.
All right.
What about the super awesome? What was that one?
Oh yeah. What do you think of the screaming rock? Something God super awesome band. Rock of Seagulls.
God.
Come on.
Rock of Seagulls.
Like, what else do we have here? $2 tacos. Oh, how about this one? Here's a great name. I Rocked Your Wife.
I Rocked Your Wife is fantastic.
I Rocked Your Wife is genius. That's suggested by Jeff right there. All right. Well, we may have to do this again tomorrow. We're going to clearly have to take another day, but how do you think of that? That's a strong contender.
What one?
I Rocked Your Wife.
That at least makes you laugh.
See? Come on. It's gold. Oh, you sons of bitches. That's funny. That's funny.
I bet Scotty DJ would think it was funny.
Come on. That's not called for. All right.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm saying the two girls in here aren't laughing. Maybe he would.
Kathleen Turner Overdrive. Okay,
we're
no.
We're not in the demo, Sarah.
All right. All right, well, Andrew, it's going to take another day. Clearly, we've got some work to do here. As they would say in corporate, we haven't finalized our solution yet. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll try to figure something out.
All right, Rick.
All right, there you go. Andrew Green from the Evelyn. All right, barflymag.com. And go there and buy stuff.
Buy bus tickets.
You have your Easter bus this weekend.
That's right, Easter bus, Saturday night. Hop on board, $50 if you find the most Easter eggs.
There you go. The most what? Oh, Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right. Jen Lane, barflymag.com, thank you.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. Tomorrow, Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio, as well as Scotty the Intern. Let's see. And tomorrow we'll find out how Sean in engineering is sticking it to the man by violating the spirit of the CBS corporate dress code. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Jim Roop, CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten, everybody who emailed in band name suggestions, etc., etc. Also tomorrow more spot the fake rock lyrics. Back in 21 hours. Like us next. Henry at 7. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Ma, 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 ma.